Scrambling to preserve the right to choose. I'm Steve Rappaport, Fox News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer planning a vote for Wednesday on legislation codifying abortion rights into law. Senate Republican Ted Cruz on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
Schumer, in all likelihood, will bring back the same bill that we voted on earlier. That bill failed. You know, it's interesting. He calls it a bill to codify Roe versus Wade, but that's not, in fact, what the bill does. It is a radical abortion bill, which sadly reflects where today's Democrats are.
Yesterday, pro-choice activists rallied outside the homes of two conservative Supreme Court justices.
No one should be threatening violence against a Supreme Court justice or against any member of Congress.
Senate Democrat Chris Murphy on Fox News Sunday. A draft opinion leaked from the court indicates justices are poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. The head of the United Nations says he's appalled by reports of Russian forces attacking a school in eastern Ukraine where dozens of people sought shelter from fighting. Fox's Greg Palcott in Kyiv.
30 civilians were rescued from there. 60 are feared dead under the rubble. Others killed in other parts of that very hot combat area. Meanwhile, in the battered city of Mariupol, Russia's deputy prime minister and another regional Russian official toured what's left of the place. The last of the civilians have been evacuated from that steel mill where they were sheltering, but as many as 2,000 Ukrainian fighters, including injured, remained there. They're calling for their rescue, but they're not surrendering. And the Russians, well, they keep bombing.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a surprise visit to the Ukrainian capital.
It is clear that Vladimir Putin is responsible for heinous war crimes. There must be accountability.
First Lady Jill Biden also making an unannounced trip. The U.S. hitting Moscow today with more sanctions for invading Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump's influence on Republican primaries faces another test this week.
Few states supported former President Trump as much as West Virginia. Now Trump is weighing in on a House race, pitting a pair of incumbents against each other. The state lost a House seat during the reapportionment process, and two House Republicans, Alex Mooney and David McKinley, are running for the same seat. Trump has endorsed Mooney, a former Maryland state lawmaker who moved to West Virginia in 2014 and has been a staunch ally of Trump in Congress. McKinley has the support of West Virginia's Republican Governor Jim Justice and is running on his support of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The primary is Tuesday. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Gas prices climbing 15 cents in the last 2 weeks to a national average of $4.38 per gallon. Oil analyst Trilby Lundberg says drivers shouldn't expect relief anytime soon.
Especially now that Europe may take the step of embargoing Russian oil, period. Crude oil will lead the way once again. We will probably see higher gasoline and diesel fuel at retail.
Lundberg saying the cost of gas is $1.38 higher than at this time last year. Superheroes reign supreme at the box office.
Marvel Studios' Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness kicking off the summer movie season with a blistering start.
Wanda, what do you know about the multiverse?
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right.
The film starring Benedict Cumberbatch earning an estimated $185 million in ticket sales. Last weekend's top-grossing film, The Bad Guys, falling to second place with an estimated $9.8 million in ticket sales.
Fox's Laura Cantor, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, taking third place. I'm Steve Rappaport, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.